So John Pipe were introduced to a company upcountry where we had to pack a very large machine in a very short period of time. This machine was a fantastic bit of automated packaging machinery that basically created cardboard bottles, if you can envisage that. So this machine was able to basically manufacture, fold, and pack that bottle with its own filling bladder inside, about 216 a minute. So quite a rate on a very large cylindrical style machine. Unfortunately, as per normal with manufacturing, everything is delayed a little bit, but tide waits for no man. And there was a vessel due to leave Southampton the following week, and basically we had about 7 days' work to do in 4 days. So it's a customer of mine. I'd gone up previously, measured everything up. We'd made all the cases in advance and had shipped them up there ready for our start. But something came along that caused us a problem, and that was Storm Ciarán. And so we had a window of decent weather for the first few days. Then, as the project completed, we had to then deal with everything that it threw at us. This is the sort of ancillary equipment of conveyors and so forth that we had to pack first. Whilst the weather was good, we decided to get all of this equipment packed quite early on in the project because the customer, were still working on the main automated machine. So this gave us the window to crack on with this and pack these up in the ply cases. All of it had to be specially hermetically sealed within barrier full. It was going by sea freight to Canada, and we needed to ensure that moisture and so forth would not affect the electronics within the cabinets. The only real way of doing this is to foil bag them and charge them with a sufficiently strong amount of desiccant so that it just basically controls all its atmosphere and keeps things dry. A part of the machinery was part of the gluing machinery. This is typically the sort of stuff that we knew was in size and would fit into a shipping container. This is a simple procedure and method that we used with it sat on a base, but again, you can see the foil bag going through it. It's all starting to come together. This is typically standard procedure for export packing, but again, the skies are looking good. This is early on in the projects. We must crack on. So we're busy getting on with this whilst the engineers finish off the main machine on another part of the estate. Here it is in the container. These are all cases of ancillary, all the support items, conveyors, little control cabinets and the like. And we're going to load that into the container and get that away before we start on the main piece of machinery. Typically here you can see this is the means of lift. I had to control three lots of different contractors. It was important that I'd worked with them before, so they weren't strangers. We knew exactly what we needed to do, and they were brilliant for us. And they worked with us in helping us load into the container. This was the largest case and the heaviest case. We tried to put that last in at the doors to make it easy for the other side to be able to pull them out. And we got that container loaded and away on day two, which was a pretty good way of getting things done. We needed to be there for day two. This is the calm before the storm. This is the eve of Storm Ciarán coming in, and it looks pretty tranquil out there and lovely, but I can assure you the next day everything came at us. This is on a different estate, just slightly up the road, about 5 miles from the other equipment. But we had a very small unit to be working in where parts of the machine were being pulled out. We quickly land it, support it onto the bases, foil seal it, and add desiccant charges within the machine to ensure that no moisture would get in and affect the efficiency of the machine or cause any issue again with electronics. And there are a lot of electronics involved here. Clouds are coming in, it's getting windy, but here it is foil sealed. And then before long, we quickly added the sides, ends of the lid, and we covered it completely in a tarpaulin. And this is our normal pack for out of gauge stuff that sits on the top of decks of ships, basically gets covered in seawater. This will protect it, and this will protect it for its journey right the way through to the end client. This is big machinery. It's over 7.3 meters long. She's 2.34, but it's 2.55 high. This is one half of the overall machine that goes around its sequences to produce this bottle. Here it is in its natural state. You can see here, before we're able to lift it onto here, and the weather's starting to come in now on us. Here we show the process of, again, foil sealing. So we're getting the foil bag on. We've put the desiccant charge. Everything within that machine is tied down not to move, and we extract the air and weld it shut. Then all the desiccant charge has to do is control the atmosphere with its restricted amount of air that it's now got in there for the duration of the shipment. In fact, we put sufficient desiccant in there to last for about 10 months, so it shouldn't be any issue. Here's the machine here now. We've got it outside. We've managed to cover it, and that's ready to go to the port now to be flat racked. It's really now starting to blow. We got the last piece of machine here. It's the widest piece, and we're going through the same process of getting out of the building, quickly landing it on the base with the subcontracted guys with their heavy fork trucks and so forth, and then getting it back in before the weather got into it too much, drying all the machine, wiping it all down, getting ready to put the foil bag over it, and we once again start to look to pack it. Here's the process here. This is now end of day four, actually, and we know that tomorrow, day five, is when all the trucks are turning up to load this out, and I really want to be finished tonight on day four, so that in the morning we've got a relative easy day loading the trucks, providing they all turn up on time, providing the storm hasn't caused delays at the port. So these things are all thrown at us that we've got to juggle with whilst we're trying to project manage this sort of thing away from site. Here it is, the big case, big machine. It's foil bagged. Now we're putting the sides onto it. And before long, it's getting into the night now, we're working late, but before long, we're nearly there. And that's a good thing to do, to be in that position. But as you can see, it's almost at the roof. It is on skate, so we can roll it in and roll it out. But this is seven plus ton, 7,000 kilos here. So with a fork truck and a couple of prop forwards behind it, we're able to push it forward and push it out of the building. And then the big fork trucks will pick it up and position it outside all nice and safely. A lorry turns up. He's early. We don't mind that. So let's load him and get him away. This is quite late, but we've managed to load it and he's getting away. He will lash all of that down. And that's now going to port. And it will get positioned onto flat racks. The last day of loading out, this is the biggest case. Weather's broken. Still a bit blowy, but at least it's broken. But we can get out there. These are the big fork trucks lifting, positioning the flatbed, and it's making its way to Southampton Port to get away. And funnily enough, that was on the Friday, but on the Monday, I actually drove across to Southampton Port because they completed the flat racking. And here we can see the case covered, flat racked, and that's now all ready to go to Canada. So in summary, we had to complete a 7-day job in 4 days with 3 men. We achieved that. And like I said earlier, tide waits no man for no man. So the vessel was able to depart on time. And that's now in Canada. All done.